Krishna by his yoga maya. He brings so many demons in Braja. Though they should not come, they will not come, but by yoga maya, he calls them and they come. Who? Putana. Putana. Who is not pure. All impureness is there. Never taking bath. Always eating flesh, meat, drinking
blood
of newborn child. And newborn child used to take and smash and take them. She came in Braja. It is against the Siddhanta Bhakti. She should not come, but yet she came. And she was doing nonsense. Somewhere she went and see that a new child has been born. At once she came and she and ate. But in Vrindavan she cannot do like this. She only went to the places where demons have some demons and demons friends. Only their child. Not devotee child. So anyhow she came and she took Krishna in his
left. In her left.
In her left. No? And wanted to give so much heavy poison. He took Krishna's head in his hand, right hand. He was taking in his left hand Krishna, in his left. And by right hand where? Wanted to crush,
smash
the head. And if he could not do like that, then he, by his left hand, of course,
pumping.
His breath, like pumping, so that
poison.
This heavy poison should go in the mouth. Krishna is
closed
his eyes. Why? Owing the mother said, and telling, my dear boy, my dear son, my dear son. Coming she came. In a very beautiful mother say, Krishna thought that I should not kill her in this way, in the shape of mother. I will come, I will kill her. When he will come in his original shape, then I will kill, otherwise not. When he choked it,
when he sucked the life air,
all poison with her
life air.
Oh, she became
furious.
In 6 miles, his body was there. So much furious. So long
teeth.
This is stomach like teeth. Very big pond like. And so bad smelling was coming from her mouth. At that time, when he became so furious, then Krishna told that, where you are going now? Are you going to Kamsa Maharaj, your brother? He will save you. You cannot go. Anyhow, anyone coming to me by streets or any to kill me or anyhow, I cannot give them to go away from me. I will make you forever my like mother. And justice took his life and made at once a very beautiful gopi and sent her to Goloka forever, eternal. Krishna is so merciful. So we should try to serve that very Krishna. Aho bakriyam tanakala kutam jighansaya paya dayasya tasmi lebhe gatim tatu dhatra bhutitam tatu kangva jayalu saranam prim. Krishna is so merciful that even demons came to Krishna and he gave liberation. And after that he made his eternal ashyasoti in Vrindavan. So we must serve Krishna. So Sukhdev Goswami very happily and with enthusiasm he is telling all these things. How Krishna is merciful that he and what after that became? Yashoda saw that my son on the breast of that great demon, once he is flying in the air, and she at once became fainted. All the gopis who were not in faint, they began to follow. And the went there when she fell flat, and Krishna still was on the breast of that demon and taking her milk, like milk, not milk but his life. She has about more than 10,000 of elephant power, and she wanted to get rid from Krishna, but she could not. Krishna was playing as if he was in as natural. All gopis went there and took Krishna, and they took to Krishna Srimati Radhika. When they gave him the lap of Yashoda, then his senses came, and then he promised that I will never Krishna a moment anywhere else. Thus this frame was renewed. So Krishna is always new and new, and his love affection is new and new, and the love in the hearts of all devotees to Krishna is always as new. Srimati Radhika is telling once, who is that boy? Who is that boy? Who is that young person, Kishore? Then Lalita and Vishakha told, do you not know? Never have seen. Never. You are coming just from his lap, and now you are telling that I have never seen him. So Krishna is like a new always. Then a big mahotsav was done in the Nanda Bhavan. Yashoda called all the priests, all his sakhis, all Brahmins, Navaras, and a great feast was done. All the Brahmins came, we know the mantra, they recited Ved mantra and all other things. And a water mixed with cow dung and urine of cows, black cows, was mixed, and taking it by the tail of black cows, they were reciting mantra. Lalate keshamam vastakchale madhom govinda kanthakupate, like this all 12 months. After that, Brahma was given so many cows, so much wealth was given to all. Thus, they were doing like this. And they began to, all the white ladies there assembled. They began to do kirtan. What kirtan? Oh, that kirtan. But they will do Gopala Gopala Kuchukarga.
Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nanda Lala.
Not what? Realize that my mother is not loving me as before. now sleeping and my dear son is sleeping on the cream. And he is satisfied, not weeping so much. So he became
complacent.
It seems that some care was
complacency.
Yes, something.
That's interesting.
But see, Krishna was not satisfied. He wants to new prem, vatsalya bodh. Now he has become at the age of 30. But even he cannot take this side, without the help of mother. She can. This why Putana. So many demons. But himself he cannot. Mosquitoes are coming, but he cannot protect him. Only he does like this. Sometimes his thumb in his mouth. Sometimes so loudly weeping. Sometimes laughing alone. Then her mother, his mother comes and steps in his lap. So Krishna is watching, looking all these things, and he wants that with a new love and affection his mother and all mothers should love him. When he becomes 30 days old, by naturally he turned his sight, and Yashoda Maiya becomes so happy. Oh, today we will have to give very big feast. So he gives invitation to all Navaras Gopis and Gopis. All were assembled. Yashoda Maiya was cooking, she was observed, and all were singing so many songs like
Govinda Rama Rama Rama
In the meantime, a demon friend of Kams, defeated by Kams, Kams has told that you should go to Braja, Gokul, and you will see any black boar, very beautiful, cut hair, beautiful eyes. You should at once try to kill it. It will be more aged. It cannot be killed. He cannot be killed. So I want that he should be killed in this age, little age. So go at once, but be careful. If you will go, actually in your share, and he will see and kill you. Be very careful. You should not go with your fox. There was a very big cart, bullock cart, and he entered in that cart. How entered? By his power. He entered. He was not seen outwardly, and he became so heavy. Krishna was sleeping, in a palna, under that cross. And so many little boys were, very baby boys were with Krishna playing, and they were there. At once it became so heavy that cord with their wheels, it went in the earth. And he wanted to smash Krishna. But Krishna in playing, naturally playing, and he touched his toe, and he burned with the cord, and cord got at once and the vessels which were kept in that all
upset,
upset, and the cord was just smashed. Funny thing. At once Yashoda and all gopis came running and took Krishna. Now Krishna was waiting. Who did it? All were thinking. And little edges. Why is that? Baba, Baba, Ba. Baba, Baba, Bai. He. But Baba never cared. He never
believed.
How a little boy can do it? But Krishna saw that in this world, the persons thinking false ego having, I have so much Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Puran, so many, full of so many cards, Bhagavatam, 1 canto, 10 canto, 12, in so many parts, Vedas, Puranas, all books. All the books of Acharya they have. Also they have short selling also. This reading here and there. But never reading what is in them. Who are they? All Sakatasu. All like Sakatasu. They are false ego that we know all these things which are in this book because we are for several 20 years we are distributing them. So we are all experts. We know all the things, Siddhanta, which is in these books. But really, if you are not studying from a Vaishnava all these books, only false over is there. Krishna wanted to destroy them with his kick, thick kick. Though there is book or not, no harm. We should hear it from bona fide gurus. One day Krishna was playing in his courtyard, especially with mother Yashoda. Yashoda was giving him breast. Krishna saw that there are so many birds flying here and there. So Krishna saw so many birds. Kite, you know?
Kite.
Flying in the air. Today, so Krishna thought that I want to play in the sky and I also want to fly in the sky. He tried, but he could not do. But Yogamaya knew this thing. At once he brought a demon. What is his name?
Srinivasa.
He has understand. And at that time Krishna became so heavy. Yashoda kept his son out of his lap. And in the meantime, a very big cyclone came. Dust fell so much
everywhere
that all there became, all over, everywhere it became like night. And dust and so many things were going to, I all became like blind, like this. A thing very near was not seen. And at once that demon came down and took Krishna in his lap and
fly.
He wanted to kill Krishna. But Krishna has been here like this. He traveled so much, flied here and there, and then his white wish was fulfilled. And then he was satisfied by flying here and there. Then very easily he
stroked his neck.
Very easily. Then two Rasagulla came out from here. Reddish Rasagulla, Indian Rasagulla spawn, came out. Krishna began to think, why? I was playing only, keeping my hands here. And the new Rasagulla has come.
What can I do?
I was simply playing. And if he's dead, then what should I do? So fell down that demon on the stone at that pulse, he was in lakhs and lakhs pieces. Here and there. What is this? If anyone making so many bad siddhants by bad arguments, try to cover Shuddha Bhakti Siddhanta. They are demons like Srinivasa. They used to give arguments which are not in Shastra. They want to cover Shuddha Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. So Krishna Parishthit and Esmash. Now by three activities in Gokul, he smashed them. And after that, by four, love and affection is there. To all, especially to Phaldikrani fruit seller, one lady. I will narrate this Upakhyan tomorrow. Gopinam Devi pastime, very sweet pastime of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Common person cannot see him. They cannot realize him. Even at the time of Krishna, the persons like demons, they could not see and test the beauty of Krishna. Though he was there with his eternal body. So Krishna can come to this world as our friend, very bosom friend. Like dear son, like beloved, he can come. Though he is Supreme Personality of God, having all kinds of opulence, and he is
omnipotent,
adorned with it is God. So, given to them, and he is full of all qualities, but we cannot see him. He is still in his shape, everywhere, especially in Vrindavan plain. We can go there, but we will not see. But when he wishes, he can be seen. And if he will play with us, he is only hungry for love and affection. He can taste only this thing. He can also be bounded by love and affection. If our love and affection is pure and transcendental, he comes to this world, descends to this world, to strengthen his mercy, that by hearing his pastimes, all can be
attracted.
You have heard that how he was bounded by Mother Yashoda, and he was reading the Supreme Personality of God. But he is Yashoda Mahabindu. Now I am going to tell very sweet, very small a story that once Krishna was sleeping with Mother Yashoda in his lap. And she wanted that Krishna should sleep. So, caressing sweetly his hair here and there, and singing some, or singing some, that slip, 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 my boy.
Lullaby.
Lullaby. Then Krishna told that, Mother, I want to hear some story. The Sodama being like that, and he began to tell a story that there was a king. Krishna told, yes, go. He told that it was Maharaj Dasarath. He told, yes, huh? He told that he, in his old age, he had four sons. Yes, Bhav Tatcha, or Ali Guru.
Very good, go on.
Go on.
Very good.
Very good, go on. He continued that he was the eldest son was called Ram. He was so strong, and he broke a bow and married Sita, very beautiful lady in that world, that time. He returned to Ayodhya. Yes, go. Then father ordered him that you should go for 14 years to forest anywhere. He carried his father's order. And he took with him his wife and younger brother Lakshman. They went to very dense forest. Yes. Krishna was so attentively hearing. Mother, go on, go on. When Ramchandra with Sita and his brother went to the dense forest, a demon named Ravan came and had stolen away his wife Sita. Hearing this, Krishna was so much absorbed in that, that he at once jumped up from Yashoda lap, and that palanka, bed, and told, Lakshman, at once bring my bow and arrow.
That's what I was thinking. What happened? Why he jumped? So Krishna, hearing his pastime, beautiful pastime of
Ramlila,
he must have jumped. Yashoda could not understand why he had jumped and why all these things. So, time to time, very sweet pastimes of Krishna, Mother Yashoda, used to taste all these things. Mother Kausalya has no such
chance
to taste. Sometimes Krishna and Baladev, two brothers, totally naked, playing in the courtyard of Yashoda Ananda Baba. Some sakhis also were there. They became two parties. One supported Baldev and one supported
Krishna.
Those who supported Krishna, they clapped the on the back Krishna. Oh, Krishna is so brave and he is stronger than Baldev. Baldev cannot fight with Krishna. And those who were towards Baldev, oh, Krishna. Krishna cannot wrestle with
Baldev.
Baldev is more stronger. And thus, both parties were laughing and both were naked. Then Krishna and Baldev
started wrestling.
No. They were doing like this. An Indian wrestler. They began to sit and stand like. Krishna told that, I will defeat my brother. And Baldev told, I will defeat you. And thus they were doing like, and they began to wrestle. Baldev Prabhu at once defeated Krishna. But in the moment, Krishna made Baldev Prabhu down. But at once again Baldev Prabhu, they were doing like this. And all ladies were so this beautiful sweet pastime. Once Yashoda was churning curd and Krishna was just standing there. At once Krishna peeped in the jar. Looked in the jar. And he saw that something white is there. But it was the shadow of moon actually. Krishna began to weep and was rolling on the earth. I will take makkhan in butter in this jar. Yashoda understood and she began to tell that, oh boy, it cannot be taken. You cannot take it. But he began to weep and very loudly. He wanted to take that moon from the jar. Yashoda was helpless. She went in the room and just brought some butter and fell it in the jar, and she told to Krishna. Krishna could not see this
fact.
And he took from the jar, oh Krishna, my little boy, take this. Krishna was there, then very happy that this moon has come in my hand and I am talking. And doing so, he sits again in the
yard.
He saw that he is still there.
Moon was there.
And then he throws all the mudkam and again began to weep bitterly. So that all don't weep. I'm telling a story about this moon. You should not take moon. There is so much poison in this. Very poisonous. Krishna told him, how it became poisonous? Krishna, Yashoda Maya began to tell that. Once demons and all the demigods wanted to take nectar from ocean and they began to churn it. A big mountain was brought there and Anantadev, a very big serpent, snake, incarnation of Baldev Prabhu, with thousand and thousand hosts, he was made
used as a turning rope.
Yes, rope like. And both began to
Krishna
said, go on. Very good. Yes. Huh. He continued. After that, a very big elephant was came out from that. And it was given to Indra. Then so many things came from that. Lakshmi also came out and it was given to Vishnu. And after that, very big poison, very
strong poison. Strong poison.
Strong poison. Mahakul Kalkut beast came out from that. All world was. But at once she was called and she took his Mahadev. And he drank it. But yet,
something was there.
Drops. And it was just to this moon, after this moon came, come out from the churning, and some poison was there. So any intelligent boy should not take it, otherwise, they will die. And telling this, and Soja, my
wedding.
Now Krishna slept so much. So in this way, always testing so sweet past times of Krishna. A low caste of woman taking some fruits on her head, she went to Gokul and she heard that Yashoda, the son of Yashoda, is very beautiful. I must see. But when she used to go there, sometimes Krishna sleeping, sometimes not there, she could not look at her. She tried so many days, but in vain. One day she thought himself that, today I must see that Yashodananda. She took her
basket
full of so many fruits, and went to Gokul and he began to cry with loud song, follow, mane
take the fruit.
In Hindi or Sanskrit, follow. And she was observing Krishna, and then she began to Tell what tell?
Krishna
lo, Krishna lo. Take Krishna, take Krishna, take Krishna. And the basket came down from the head. And she was about senseless. This sound came in the sound.
Yeah.
If anyone can call Krishna, totally observed. Only to see Krishna, then Krishna may hear. Otherwise, he cannot hear. He can hear everything, but he will never hear. So, if he wants to see Krishna, to please Krishna, to serve Krishna, and with so much melted heart, totally absorbed in Krishna, he may get darshan. So Krishna could not
check himself.
He took some, he was in the lap of Mother Yashoda, quite naked, very
small body.
Hardly two years. And he took some grain. Then wheat, and he went. When he reached to the food seller, she saw Krishna. She was so much attracted by the beauty of Krishna. When Krishna with Tribhanga Lalit, with threefolded, in a dancing mode, no? And three lines here, some teeth in his
cheeks.
Also some three lines in
stomach.
So beautiful. At once he was attracted. Her eyes were opened. She could not Krishna was telling, oh, give me fruit, this mango, this one.
Guava,
this, all these things, he was telling. And he was just standing in a very beautiful pose. Then he told, I may be him, but he was doing like this, but all grunts were out of him. Only two, three were here. Hardly, only two, three. And all were out of his Anjali.
And
she looked to Krishna and told, I may give you. If you will sit in my lap and call me mother, then I will give, otherwise I will not give you. Krishna began to look here and there, if anyone sees me or not, I'm going to sit in a very low class of lady. What my mother and all gopis will tell me? So he looked here, there, and he thought there is none. At once, for a moment, he sat down in his lap and said, mother, give me fruit. And at once, quickly. And they now she was satisfied. He gets so many fruits in his hand. But Krishna, this was so
small.
Only one and two fruits may come. Only one mango or anything. But Krishna did like this. His mother. Oh, from where you are brought? Krishna was smiling. Yashoda used to give all, but it was not
less.
He gets to about 100 and more than that, sakis, but it never came
less.
In his belt, it was full of. And it was so sweet, all the fruits were so sweet, that they began to thought that they have never tested a mango or the fruit like this. And what became of that lady? He was sitting and sitting.
Krishna took his heart,
kept in his heart, and then she became what? Like, lifeless. Like that. And she also took Krishna remembrance in her heart. Anyhow, hardly, she took his basket in her head and began to walk. When she came near Yamuna and wanted to cross Yamuna, she felt some heaviness and she at once took it and saw, oh, it is full of jewels, lakhs and lakhs of jewels, and all were so costly that anyone cannot imagine. If anyone will give a tulasi leaf, gangaja, anything to Krishna with love and affection, if they will have any desire, Krishna will full of all these desires. This is nothing for Krishna. He is vancha kalpataru.
Desire-free.
More than that. So it was full of all jewels. Then, what became? She took it and she threw all in Yamuna. All with her basket. And began to tell, Govinda Dama Jagannath Hare.